how important it is to bring praise to the Lord. I hope we don't just do that on Sunday morning. I hope you're doing that on this Sunday morning, but I also hope that every day of the week that you are bringing praise to the Lord. Thank you, praise team, for sharing that with us and reminding us how important it is our praise to be lifted to the Lord. We got a graduation announcement that we wanted to share with you. The senior class of Shoals 2024. The senior class of Shoals High School announces its commencement exercises Saturday afternoon, May 18th, 2024, 2 o'clock, Shoals High School. And it says Luke's graduation party, Saturday, June 1st, 2024, Martin State Forest and Shoals Tower Shelter House from 5 to 8. And so invitation for the church for Luke's graduation. And, of course, next Sunday we'll be honoring graduates from high school and college in the morning worship service. And so, of course, if you have a child graduating, we hope that you'll be here to show them their congratulations next Sunday as well. But this will be on the bulletin board. If you need to check for Luke's graduation party, it'll be out there for you. And we want to congratulate all our graduates this year, and so we'll be honoring them next Sunday morning. I also just wanted to draw your attention back to the bulletin this morning. And in the bulletin, there should be a red sheet. And it talks about, Dean Urey talked about the Memorial Day cookout, but this is in there for you to share with somebody else. And so we want you to invite friends, family, and so we put that in there so you can give that to somebody else as an invitation to join us at the Memorial Cookout, and we hope that you'll come and be part of that too. We always have a great time, and there was always good food and a lot of fellowship and such, and so we hope that you'll come out Sunday before Memorial Day and just have a good time with us as we gather there in the park and celebrate. Well, today's another celebration, if you didn't know, and I certainly hope that by now you do, and so as you know, it's Mother's Day. It's an important day on the calendar. As we today honor our moms, and I hope that Mother's Day is not the only day that you honor your mom and let mom know how much you appreciate all that she does and let her know that you love her and all that good stuff. So I hope you do that on a regular basis, because moms are always going to be mom. They still love you. They still care about you. They still wonder if you're doing okay, so on and so forth. And all you moms know what I'm talking about. And so it's important that we honor our moms. In fact, I believe it's very important that we honor and respect our moms, because moms are some of the neatest people in the world. They are. They're just, God created them specially for this thing of motherhood. And we need to honor them and respect them. And so I would like for all our moms, if you're a mom this morning, would you stand? Yeah, there's some moms holding children, so they're not going to be able to stand. But just look around for a minute. Look at all the moms. Of course, we're all here because we have a mom. You wouldn't be here if you didn't have a mom. But I want you to see that we have some great moms in our church. And so I want us to give them a good, and not just a little, let's give them a good hand, because they're so important to our family. Thank you, moms. We wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. And know that you are important in the life of your family. Truth is, I believe it's impossible to completely understand the influence a mother has on her children. When my kids were growing up, now they threw me into this too, but if somebody said to them, we ought to do this or that, my kids would say, my mom and dad would kill me. Moms have a tremendous influence on their children. I know I've shared this quote with you before, but it's just simply so powerful. And it's from Abraham Lincoln in regard to his mother. He said, "All that I am, I owe to my darling mother." Moms invest in the lives of their children more than most of us, unless you're a mom, will ever understand. And they continue to do so, even past the toddler years and the in-between years and the teen years and the adult years. They're still investing in their children. And we need to honor them because all they do for their children. And I know you know this too, but Scripture, in fact, commands us as believers to honor our moms. I understand that there are a lot of people in our lives, and I'm thankful for a lot of people, and we should respect them because they've invested in us and they've, you know, they believe in us. However, they are not mom. There's just something about mom. Even when you watch professional sports, the athlete simply says, "Hi, mom." Anyway, hardly ever do you hear dad or brother or uncle or next door neighbor or whoever that is, but always mom, because there's just something about moms. And so even though other people impact our lives, we certainly need to honor moms because no one is like mom. And because of that, she deserves to be honored. I also remember growing up as a child that I had lots of people that I called mom, besides my mom. And they would correct me just as much as my mom. I'm not sure that happens as much as it used to. If she found that me and my friends was doing something we shouldn't be doing, she would correct us, and then she would call our moms, and then our moms would correct us when we got home. And so, you know, mom is just important in the life of children. And I appreciate deeply the mom that God gave to me. She was a wonderful mom. She has a lot to do, just like Abraham Lincoln said, "I owe a lot to my mom." She's the one, and I've shared this with you I don't know how many times, she's the one that always pushed me, always questioned if I'd done my best or if I could have done better. And I've shared that story with you in regard to my semester exam, and I brought that home with 100%, and my mom simply says, "Was there a bonus question?" I think we need more moms like that today. It's not that my mom was degrading me. It was just my mom holding me to a high standard, and I appreciate that. And I had a great mom, and just like Kathy, I miss her. And moms are just special people in our lives. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 addresses this issue in Scripture that calls every believer to honor their mom. And so I want to draw our attention to it this morning, and then we're going to talk a little bit about honoring our moms this morning from a scriptural perspective. And so Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 3, appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word this morning. These three verses say a lot to us in regard to this concept of honoring our moms and the command to us. And so Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 this morning simply says, "Children," that's every one of us, "obey your parents in the Lord." Parents are going, "Yes, sir, Lord," that's it. Go ahead and smile, that's all right. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come this morning, we're so thankful for the moms that are in our life, And we ask, Lord, this morning that you would bless them in a powerful way. And so we celebrate our moms today, Lord, and we ask that as we come to Scripture, that you are so clear to us that we are to honor them and reverence them and show them great respect. And so, Lord, I ask today that as we come to your Word, that your Word would challenge us and help us this morning to recognize how important it is that we honor our mothers. And so, Lord, I just ask for your blessing this morning upon the reading of your Word. I ask, Lord, that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows us to share your Word this morning. But we also pray, Lord, that you would bless all the moms, Lord, that are in the house this morning, all the moms that are listening online, and the moms in our community, Lord. I just pray that you would continue to do a great work in their lives. Lord, we're so thankful for you and for the mothers that you have placed in our lives. Thank you for all you do. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning. And so I just want to take a little bit of time this morning and share with you in regard to Scripture and this fact of honoring our moms. And I want you to know this morning the Lord takes very seriously this concept of honoring mom. We at times may not take it so seriously, but the Lord takes it extremely seriously. And so I want us to know this morning that we are commanded as believers to honor our mother. It's, as Scripture says, the right thing to do. It is the godly thing to do. Now, I know that not every one of us might have had the best mother in the world. I believe most of us gathered here today would speak very highly of our mom, and I hope that we do. And I know there's some people this morning, as they face Mother's Day, they didn't have maybe the best mom in the world, and maybe they don't even know who their real mom is this morning. But I want us to grasp the thought this morning. This command is not based on, I have the best mom in the world, and because she's the best mom in the world, I honor her. This Scripture is based on God's perspective of what His people should be and do. And even this morning, if we didn't have the best mom in the world, the Lord still says to honor her and show her respect. That's the Lord's command. That's the Lord's word. And as believers, we should do the godly thing. If we have a great mom, or if we don't, and show respect and honor for our mom. It's a God thing. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 shares with us, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Do you know where this particular verse falls? Exodus chapter 20. Falls right in the middle of the Ten Commandments. God's people are commanded. That's us, God's people, commanded to honor your mother. Of course, in this, it talks about father and mother, parents, but here we see on Mother's Day this command to honor our mother. From the very beginnings of the nation of Israel, God is saying to His people, honor your mother. God is saying to us today, honor your mother. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, every one of you, I'm going to repeat that, every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. I want us to get the sense of this verse this morning. First of all, he's very specific. Every one of you. That takes in everybody. Every one of you. We wouldn't be here unless we had a mom. And so it takes in everybody. The Lord says, every one of you shall revere his mother. Not an option. And keep my Sabbaths. It's important to recognize how what we see here is he talks about keep his Sabbath. That's about worship. That's about praising God and showing honor and respect to God. He puts honoring mother, father in the same sentence as honoring. This is how important this is to the Lord. And then he says, I am the Lord your God. Make no mistake this morning, God takes very, very seriously this thing of honoring our moms. It's not a passive thing. It's not a Mother's Day thing, if I can say. It's not just one day out of the year that we set aside and today I'm going to honor my mom. I'm going to speak well of her. I'm going to tell her I love her today. And then 364 days out of the other days out of the year, we don't do that. And that's not what the Lord is saying. So even though we've set aside this day to recognize moms, the Lord says you honor them every day, every week, every month of the year. Powerful statement from the Lord. Well, then over in the New Testament, we find a statement like this from Mark chapter 7, verse 10. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother. We ready for this? Let him be put to death. And of course, as the scripture talks about, he refers to humanity, not just guys, but gals as well. And so this verse tells us that we're to honor our mother, and if we curse our mother, we should be put to death. I think that's pretty serious. Are you with me this morning? I think that's pretty serious. And we see a very similar statement in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. And so we see scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture that says to us, honor our moms. And if we don't honor our moms, there are some severe consequences. And we'll talk about that blessing and that promise just a little bit. But what we understand this morning when it comes to this thing of honoring mom, it is the right and godly thing to do as believers. We should honor our moms. Now, second thing I want us to consider this morning is this honor thing. If we're going to honor mom, revere mom, however you want to use that word, we probably ought to really understand what that means. And so when we talk about honor, or we honor somebody, it's to have high respect for. If we say, I honor whoever it might be, like we're gonna honor graduates next Sunday. We have a respect for the work that they've done, what they've put into to get to where they are. And so we say we honor them. And so when we talk about honoring mom, it's about having a high respect for this thing of motherhood and for moms. It also means that if we're going to honor somebody, that it means to give glory, recognition, or distinction to. And so if we're going to honor somebody, we're going to recognize what they've done. We're going to praise them in a sense. We're going to give a sense of distinction to them. And we do that when we call somebody mom. We've given distinction to them. We're honoring them. We're putting them in a place of honor and glory and responsibility. Moms have a great responsibility. We're not sharing that with you today, but because of that responsibility, there's a distinction that comes along with this thing of motherhood. And so we honor them. We give them glory and recognition and distinction as a mom. But honor also means to hold in respect or esteem. And so for moms, we hold them in respect because of who they are. You've heard that saying, I'm sure. Your mom's brought you into this world. She can also take you out. That's a statement of respect to mom, who she is and what she's capable of. And for the younger ones that are with us this morning, you'll be surprised what mom is capable of. And so I wouldn't encourage you to test her. Because moms are just amazing. And so it's this idea of respect or esteem to lift up. And that's really what Mother's Day is all about, is this concept of honoring mom. And we lift up mom today and we say thank you and send cards and all that type of thing, simply to say, mom, we appreciate all that you have done, all that you're continuing to do. And so this thing of honor is simply, and I hope once again, it's not just on Mother's Day. They would appreciate a flower, a call, a card, a word of thanks, a hug. Mom, I love you. And they'd probably appreciate if you'd show up for church, not just on Mother's Day. So the thing of honoring mom is about respect and recognition and distinction and esteem, lifting her up, letting her know how important she is. Well, in this whole honor thing, one might ask the question, who do we honor and who deserves honor? I can assure you this morning without question that moms deserve to be honored for all she does. The love, the compassion, the instruction, the list would go on. Laundry, dishes, food, encouragement, correction, shopping buddy. I see the smiles, lady. You know, you know what I'm talking about. She deserves honor for all those reasons. But she also deserves honor because the Lord says so. Honor your mother. We find in Romans chapter 13, verse 7, I think this is an interesting verse, and I could spend a lot of time here, but we're not going to. But it says, render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due. Boy, that hurts, doesn't it? Just came through April. Anyway, custom to who customs, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. And so Romans 13 says, who deserves honor? Well, those who are to be honored. And Scripture says, who's to be honored? Who's to be honored? Help me out here. Who's to be honored? Oh, come on, we can do better than that. Let's just do mom, okay? Who deserves to be honored? There we go. We find Scripture tells us to honor mom, and we find in Romans chapter 13, verse 7, it says that we need to give honor to whom honor is due. And we know today, Mother's Day, every day, we're to honor mom. We find, of course, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And so once again, we are commanded to give honor to our mother. Romans says, honor to whom honor is due. And I believe today, Mother's Day, mom is due to be honored. I hope that we do that and we do it well. Not are we commanded to honor mom, but this is just God. Anytime we do what God says to do, God does something in return. And so we find that all the verses that tells us to commanded to honor mom, in fact, right here in Ephesians chapter 6, 2, it tells us that it's the first command with promise. And so those who honor their parents are blessed. And that's the fourth thing I want to share with you this morning. Those who honor their parents or honor their mother are blessed. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Once again, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And so we see right in about the middle of the Ten Commandments, we're told to honor our father and our mother. And if we do that, that our days will be long upon the land. Now, there's two reasons I think that is stated. That if you don't honor and respect mom, she's probably going to straighten you out or take you out. And so that's just my thought. But in Scripture, it tells us that if we honor our mother and father, that the Lord is going to bless us and our days will be long on the land. We could talk about lots of blessings that God is going to give to us, but any time that we live for the Lord, any time that we honor our mother and bring honor to those who deserve honor because we're commanded to do so, the Lord is going to bless us for being obedient to His command. And so if you want to live well and you want to live long, honor your mom. That's what God says. Honor your mom. And it's probably in your best interest anyway. You can smile, mom. That's okay. And then we do find in the passage of Scripture that we shared with you this morning, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. And it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And so, once again, we find that if we're obedient to the Lord and we honor our mom, that it's good for us. And God, in turn, will honor us for honoring our moms. And so, in a sense, it's a double blessing. Mom is blessed for being honored. We are blessed for being obedient to the Lord. And I hope today that you and I will be obedient to the Lord and that we will honor our moms. Well, as Kathy has already shared with you, her mom is not with us any longer, nor is mine, and many others of us here today, our moms are not with us. Yet we're still commanded to honor our mom. I think even once they've left this world, we still honor them. One, by speaking well of them, and two, by the way that we live our lives. We're a testament to the instruction and the teachings of our mother. If you're doing something and you hear in the back of your head, mom would not like this, you probably still shouldn't do it. That stuff sticks with you. You know what I'm talking about. And so we can still honor mom by the way we live our lives and how we treat others. And there are other wonderful women who have been instrumental in my life. And I honor my mom by honoring them and letting them know how much I appreciate what they've done for me. And so today I want to encourage us to honor our moms. And so make no mistake about it. Moms are to be honored according to Scripture. It is the will of God. And so we need to honor and thank mom for all she is and all she does. And so I want to ask an important question today. I wonder today, how well are you honoring mom? I hope we're doing an excellent job. And if we're not, we probably ought to do better. And I know the Lord can help us do so. And so today, are we honoring our moms? Let's stand together if you would.